Exposure. Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
And we're back live right here at Pulse 95 Radio, day 6 of the 8th edition of Exposure. This is the world-class photography festival that invites a community of phenomenal industry experts, storytellers, photographers that have shaped our modern world. And here we have the honor of hosting yet another phenomenal photographer. This is Joachim Schmeiser, who has made a name of himself in various branches of photography. His deep interest in his own very unique view of the world is what has contributed to the profound impact of his work. He is a world-famous photographer for his iconic images of Africa's endangered wildlife. To him, animals are our equals with singular personalities. His photographs are always difficult to describe because they transcend the familiar and depict what was once hidden, making it tangible. He has developed an equally impressive and compelling visual language based on his intense interest in this subject matter. And we have him here today. Let's welcome Joachim Schmeiser.
Thank you. And thank you for your kind words.
Thank you so much for being here. Your exhibition, lucky for us, we have it right here, right behind Pulse 95. Mm-hmm. It is titled as The Hall of Giants. And you get a really strong feeling when you step in this, you know, pictures of the African elephants. And it can be often a bit intimidating when you're looking at them. They feel larger than life. And it speaks volumes to your capacity as a photographer to be able to capture this sense of large scale. So I want to ask you about how you go about capturing something so large in a singular picture and also as well.
Yeah, I tell you something about that. But my way of photography is a little bit different. No, not a little bit. It's totally different to your idea of wildlife photography. I'm not, in a sense, not a wildlife photographer in this case. I capturing them to get very, very, very close. Yeah, it's not my way. Is not being behind a long, long, long lens camera. So I shot them with short lenses and with a mid-format camera, and I'm getting very close to them. Also to the giants you can see there. Yeah.
Your philosophy about how humans and animals are alike—it's something that is at the center of your life's work. Could you tell us a little bit about this messaging that you hope to, to have audiences out there learn more about?
Yeah, I started photographing these animals when I came in contact to the orphan elephants of the Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. And that was a heartbreaking story behind that, what I saw there. They rescue the baby elephant, the mother is poached, and they leave the baby elephants, and they have no chance to survive. And they rescue them and hand raise them and wire them out after 8 or 9 years. Yeah. And when I heard the story and the dramatic behind the story, I fell immediately in love with the being among 10 or 15 4 weeks old or 2 months old baby elephants. That is an encounter. You remember it your whole life. That's a life changing.
Very fascinating.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, and then I decided to focus on this, and I worked together with a trust raising funds. I donated many of my pictures. They were auctioned, and we get a lot of money together and help them. And I want to raise awareness for this tragedy. This is really awful. 30,000 elephants are poached every year. Can you imagine that?
My God.
This is really unbelievable. And most of the people don't know it. Yeah, even today, this morning, we received a message that a big tusker, really one of the... not so many left. Yeah, a big tusker was shot legal in Tanzania this morning. It's unbelievable.
That's really upsetting.
I can't imagine that one is staying on a Jeep with a big gun and pulling the trigger and shot that majestic animal. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's sad. Very sad.
Very sad.
Absolutely heartbreaking. Joachim, you know, the combination of epic panoramas that you tend to take with the animals and dramatic landscapes and the aesthetics of black and white portraits is a very unique aspect of your work that definitely puts you at a pedestal when we're comparing your work to other photographers. So how do these visual elements complement each other, and what do they bring to the storytelling in your images?
Well, I prefer shooting not in black and white. I shoot color, but I transfer into black and white. But for me, in my way of photography, is black and white a preferred version. I think color often is too jetty for me, and I want to be focused on the composition, and on the subject, and that is for a photographer much better in black and white. That's because I do it.
Absolutely. And when we look at your images, we can't help but start to see how a lot of the subjects, especially the animals, they're humanized in your photos. You like to highlight their personalities with beauty, dignity, and vulnerability. What specific emotions do you hope to evoke in your audience once they view these photos?
Yeah, I think, look, we have no idea of these animals. There is a little bit science, and sometimes we're told, okay, they have these instincts and they have these skills. But at the end, when I worked with the elephants during 15 years, it's unbelievable. These animals are really amazing. They are so intelligent. They are so super smart. When you be so close to them, it's for me, it's equal. Like you said at the beginning, I'm portraying them as I would portray humans, and they're all individuals. And it's fascinating.
Very much so, which is why I recommend those who are stepping into exposure, check out the photo exhibition titled The Hall of Giants. A very profound message behind it, instilling this fragility of an endangered species. And I love that you try to bridge that gap by making it, you know, that humans are equal to the wildlife.
Absolutely.
We all are harmonious. We coexist with each other. And your photo exhibition bridges that gap. Very inspirational. And one thing I want to ask about, you as a lifetime photographer, what sort of advice you can instill in those who probably have a message that they want to share to the world, but just don't know how to execute it as well?
Yes, look at these animals as our family. This is our family. Then the biodiversity we have is the most important thing. And we have to protect it. Look at these animals as our friends and protect them.
Absolutely.
Very well said. Joachim Schmeiser, an absolute pleasure having you here. And we hope to see you again with more of your future projects as well.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break, and coming up next, highlighting more of the agenda, everything exposure, and so much more right here on Pulse 95.